Today is World Radio Day. The day is to celebrate radio as a medium of communication and to improve cooperation between broadcasters globally. The day is also intended to encourage major networks and community radio alike to promote access to information, freedom of expression, and gender equality. In this feature, Anita Weskin takes an inventory of the radio landscape, its impact on good governance, accountability, and participation of the ordinary Ghanaian in national affairs.
95.7 MHz, the station here in the capital, and the show is on.
Radio was first conceived in 1879. However, it was not perfected until 1922, when the first radio broadcast occurred in Pittsburgh. Radio became instantly popular, leading to the establishment of many radio stations across the world. In Ghana, radio was born on 31st July 1935 to mark the silver jubilee of the coronation of King George V. It was then known as Station XOY. The wire relayed service, which was then invoked, expanded rapidly, and by the end of the year, there were about 400 subscribers. Currently, the National Communication Authority has licensed 247 radio stations, comprising 34 public stations, 37 community stations, 11 combo stations, and 166 commercial stations. Major Albert Donchebe is the Director General of Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, the foremost electronic media.
With the coming of radio, information, education, and entertainment saw a complete overhaul. Radio has brought significant improvements to the lives of people. Indeed, radio is till today one of the most reliable channels for communications in remote and rural communities. In spite of the attractiveness of television, radio is still very, very important in the lives of all of us, whether we are urban dwellers or rural dwellers.
Community radio stations have been playing significant roles in meeting the socioeconomic needs of their catchment area. The chairman of the Executive Council of Ghana Community Radio Network, Kwesi Gatetego, comments on the impact of community radio stations on the occasion of World Radio Day.
Radio is a very important tool, and since 1992, when the airwaves were actually liberalized, we are witnesses to the number of radio stations that we've actually in Ghana. And I think that it has actually opened up a whole new discourse in the society where everyone is given the voice to say, and well, whatever he feels about is within the economy and the society. And I think that that's a really good thing. And we've also seen radio grow through the different aspects. For example, we have the commercial, we have the public broadcast. But before we had the public broadcaster, but now we have the commercial, we have campus radios, and we have community radio. I'm more inclined to talk about the assessment of community radio because I'm involved with community radio. And I think that this has afforded community to actually use it as a tool to express themselves in their own way in terms of their development.
With an ever-expanding and highly competitive media landscape, radio still remains the most popular instrument of mass communication, giving voice to the voiceless and deepening the culture of accountability and enhancing the concept of participation, which is crucial to good governance.
A report by Anita Weskin.